Demonstrations. Junior secondary school teachers in Meru County held demonstrations demanding the government to absorb them on permanent and pensionable terms and compensate them for the period they have been working under internship. This comes 2 weeks after the Employment and Labor Relations Court, ELRC, ruled that the Teachers Service Commission, TSC, violated their right to fair labor practice by giving them internship positions while they were qualified and possessed teaching licenses. While addressing journalists, the County JSS Secretary General Louis Kathinji said the government through TSC should immediately respect the court ruling as it is if it means well for the JSS learners. For instance, Kathinji scoffed at the Kenya Union of Post-Primary Teachers, KUPPET, and Central Organization of Trade Unions, COTU, for what he termed as siding with the government at their expense. Meanwhile, we have heard KUPPET and COTU saying that the government has no money to absorb and compensate us, a position that has left us wondering whether the two unionists have become the government or the exchequer representative. He said it was a mockery for the government to pay them a meager shush 17,000, whereas they are expected to feed, educate and clothe their children and support their parents. The speaker accused TSC of collaborating with Member of Parliament to issue employment letters to their political supporters in their constituencies. The Members of Parliament have been accused of stealing the TSC's duties by providing employment letters for political gain. Otherwise, when did, TSC, give them the mandate to recruit teachers on your behalf? We also want to know the merit list they are using to dish permanent and pensionable positions to JSS teachers in village ceremonies, said Kathinji. He added, "We are graduates and registered by the TSC and we have certified academic and professional qualifications. We cannot therefore be subjected to internship which is meant for people who are yet to graduate." The County Organizing Secretary Winnie Kawira said parents with their learners in JSS should take notice that their children will remain unattended until the government fulfills their demands. "We want to bring to the attention of JSS learners that until we are confirmed and compensated, we will not be available for your children. They either be taught by the MPs or the world as it usually said," said Kawira. In his ruling, Justice Byron Ongaya ruled that the commission cannot hire or engage student teachers or interns as its mandate is limited to employing only those qualified and registered. Whereas, the program to have intern teachers was introduced to plug the teacher shortage that plagued schools and doubled as a crash program to provide teachers for junior secondary schools. Thus, it was initially set to run for 1 year before the interns are absorbed on a permanent and pensionable basis, but in December, President Dr. William Ruto announced that the teachers will be required to serve an extension of another year before they can be considered for permanent and pensionable employment.